right. Welcome to the People of Portland and Beyond, episode 41. Today in studio with me today from Instagram. Handle is called Traveling Food Girls. And this half of the crew is here. Her name is Amanda. How you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
How long have you been living in Portland?
5 months, May 5th.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How you liking it?
I like it. It's been different, but I really love the food scene, and I'm loving the weather now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very cool. Where were you before?
Before this, I lived in Phoenix, Arizona.
How'd you like it there?
I loved Phoenix. It got hot in the summer, so you didn't really go outside a whole lot except to the pool, but right. It was a lot of fun.
What was your favorite part about Phoenix?
I loved the weather. I loved knowing that you could make plans 3 months in advance and that it would be sunny outside.
And what's your favorite part of Portland so far?
Probably the food and all the variety.
What kind of food do they do really well in Portland?
Well, coming from the East Coast, I really missed good Italian food, and there's definitely some good Italian food places here.
Is there any good Greek food places?
Yes.
Such as?
Angelina's.
Oh, yeah. We just went there right before the podcast. I love that. It's like my favorite place to eat in Portland, actually. How'd you like it?
It was really, really good.
Nice.
I'm definitely going back.
Yeah, you got to bring... You said you met someone in Portland, right?
I met a few people.
You're currently with your current partner, husband. Right? Your husband. Yeah. And you met him where?
We met in Ocean City, Maryland.
And how did you meet?
I knew you were going to ask that. I was actually dating one of his friends.
Yeah. Really? And how did that happen, that whole situation?
So we both went to colleges in Pennsylvania. Yeah. I had a group of girlfriends, and then his school, he had a group of guy friends. And there was a guy who went to my college and a guy who went to his college, and they were best friends. So we all kind of hung out, and I started kind of seeing one of his friends, and yeah. Then I met my husband and stopped seeing his friend.
Did you still talk to that friend?
Yeah, he was a groomsman in our wedding, so it was all good.
So, yeah, I guess he's not pissed about it or anything?
No, we're all happy. It's better this way, much better.
Nice. Plan on having kids?
Yeah, probably eventually, but
yeah,
still, getting settled in here and, there's a lot of places I want to go yet before we have kids.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Asia. I really want to go to Thailand, Cambodia. Would love to check out Singapore. Want to try and get to South Africa.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what do you think is the best restaurant you've been to so far in Portland?
In Portland? Probably Andina.
Why do you like it?
I love seafood, and they had such good seafood. They had this delicious octopus dish. The ceviche was amazing, so I was really, really happy.
Nice. Do you like sushi?
I love sushi.
Have you tried any good sushi places here?
Yeah. There was this little place in Hillsboro, and I forget what it's called, and I don't even think I could pronounce the name, but it was in downtown Hillsboro, and it was really, really good.
Is it on the Traveling Food Girls blog?
Yes, it is, actually.
Nice. How long have you been doing the blog? Tell me the story behind it.
So, I moved to Phoenix in the beginning of 2016, and that's when Monica and I met, actually, when I moved there. We met through Bumble BFF,
mm-hmm.
And we really bonded because we both loved to eat. We both loved to travel, so we would hang out a lot and go out to eat, and she actually started Phoenix Food Girl,
yeah.
And she would post here and there, and then I guess it was the end of 2017, I kind of encouraged her. I was like, you should really do this more, like we go out to eat so much. So then I would send her pictures. And then the beginning of 2018, we were talking about it. And she was saying how she had a great idea and to have us both join and become Phoenix Food Girls from Phoenix Food Girl.
Yeah.
So then we were doing it together and it was the two of us. It was great. Then at the end of 2018, we found out that my husband was getting transferred from Phoenix to Portland. And we talked about it. And, you know, I love doing the food account, you know, love doing the website. But it is a lot of work. I didn't necessarily want to do it on my own. So that's when we decided to change our name from Phoenix Food Girls to Traveling Food Girls. Mm.
And what goes into these detailed photography? I mean, do you mess around with the manual camera settings? Do you use the food automatic iPhone option? What?
So we actually do everything on the iPhone. We try to edit as little as possible. You know, we try to go to eat at times when it's light out, and we try to sit places in the restaurant where you have good lighting.
You don't have to use Instagram filters.
Oh, we don't use Instagram filters. Nice. We do sometimes brighten a little bit, just depending what it is, but
we can tell when the structure's turned up, just so you guys know. Like, everybody that's cranking the structure on your Instagram pictures, we know. We know. Keep going.
So, yeah. Oh, that's the restaurant.
Ah, nice.
So good. I was so happy.
I prefer sashimi. What's your favorite type of cuts of sushi?
I love anything spicy, mm-hmm. but I love salmon. You know, honestly, I don't even know if I have a favorite. I like it all. There's nothing I really don't like.
So you had a cronut. That's like a New York delicacy.
Yeah, that was here. That was really, it was good. I don't think I'd ever had a cronut before.
A Dunkin' Donuts is a chain in the East Coast and they have them. But for some reason, we don't have Dunkin'
Wait,
Donuts.
Wait, they don't have Dunkin' Donuts here?
No. Welcome to hell.
They also don't have Wawa. Well, I mean, but that's not outside of the Northeast.
Right. I have to buy coffee and get it like shipped over here, but I mean, that's why I like Dunkin' Donuts mostly, but I do like a good cronut. I actually went to the Dunkin' Donuts in the Philippines, and it was
really
quite good.
Wait, so they have Dunkin' Donuts in the Philippines?
All over, everywhere. It, yeah.
But just not in Oregon or not on the West Coast?
No, not in Oregon. You know, it's like a food. They don't like franchises over here, I think.
I could see that.
And they love them in the Philippines. They love anything shopping or consumer related over there. Like
Dunkin' Donuts.
Seriously. And anyways, all the Dunkin' Donuts flavors are different over there. Like, they have the best flavors. Like, there's all these weird cheesecake flavors and blueberry cheese. It's, like, amazing.
Oh, that's so interesting.
It's so much better than the donuts here.
Now I'm going to be craving Dunkin' Donuts just because I know that I can't get it.
Seriously. I think I did hear from someone that there's one a bit of a drive away, but I think there might be one. But, yeah, I heard there was one, like, half an hour away or something, but I'll have to research that because I don't believe it, really.
Yeah.
What's the best burger you've had so far? Is this it? It looks good.
In Portland? I don't think...
That was at the Burger Battle. How was that?
Oh, that is an event in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mm. We've gone the past 2 years, and it's so much fun.
What is a burger... Like, what happens? How do they judge it in a Burger Battle?
So there's a team that judges, and then, like, I guess of famous... food bloggers and I guess different restaurateurs in the area, and then so they choose their favorite, and then there's also the people's choice. So you go to this event and then you vote for which one's your favorite, and it's just all these different restaurants in the Phoenix area that come, and it's a really fun event. It's really good.
Nice.
But you have to be careful because you can get full really fast.
What did you study in? Did you go to college and study? What did you study there?
I went to school. I was pre-physical therapy psychology. So I did my undergrad in 3 years and then got right into grad school for 3 years. So I'm a physical therapist.
Are you doing physical therapy in Portland?
I am.
Where?
It's at Infinity Rehab.
Nice.
I work with the geriatric population in a continuing care community.
It's part-time, full-time?
Part-time. And then I also do telehealth on the side as well.
Where do you get the ideas for some of the hashtags you post on Instagram?
Monique and I mean, before we post, we always send each other the pictures before we post, and then we kind of talk about it. So some of it, you know, we make up ourselves. Some of it we look up on Pinterest. Some of it we just search the hashtags on Instagram just to kind of see which ones are popular. Some of them are really creative, so we just reuse those.
Have you ever had anyone kind of come at you concerned because they know who you are?
What do you mean? Oh, like a restaurant?
Yeah.
Not concerned. We are the mentality that, you know, we really like to focus on small family-owned businesses. Yeah. And our mentality is that it's hard enough in the world without saying negative things. And food is so subjective.
Yeah.
You know, like, I may love a restaurant and you may hate it. So we always try and find something good in somewhere. And if we had an issue, we would go privately to the restaurant or to the manager and discuss it with them. We wouldn't,
like, blast them on Instagram.
Exactly.
Or Yelp.
No. Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, who wouldn't like this waffles and popcorn?
Oh, my
chicken?
Goodness, that was so good.
The Breekside Brewery.
Yeah, that was a really cool place. And they have an awesome patio. I definitely need to get back there.
Yeah. How often are you going back to Phoenix?
I've been back once already, and I'm actually going back next weekend for my birthday.
Nice. I didn't even know they had mimosa flights.
Cool. What? Really? Oh, mimosa flights are the best.
Beer flights is what I've... the only one I knew existed. That's cool. Yeah. They're different colors.
No, nice. I love mimosa flights. And I just saw... one of my friends posted the other day a margarita flight. And yeah, that looks pretty cool.
Nice. This looks amazing.
Yeah, that is at the Hotel Valley Ho in Phoenix. We get invited there every month. So we're going back when I'm back in Phoenix. I think they're doing a Cinco de Mayo shake with like churros and stuff like that. So.
That fudge?
Yeah.
And Samoa. I love Samoas, man. Is this the actual Girl Scout cookie?
Yeah. In Phoenix, every like Girl Scout cookie season, I don't even know how many restaurants participate, but they're all given a different Girl Scout cookie, and they have to make a dessert with the cookie. So that was their dessert, and they got some of those.
That's so good.
Are you drilling on the mic?
Seriously. The showstopper, man. That's art. That's the art right here. That's not even... I wouldn't want to eat that. I would, but... So much sugar, man. It must be double the amount.
Oh, and it's huge. It like they're probably like a foot tall. Like they're so big.
So the audio listeners, to describe. Can you describe it to the audio listeners?
What it is, this one that he's drooling over, it is a chocolate milkshake. I'm sure there's coconut in it. There's whipped cream on top. Then it looks like there's maybe a Samoa donut as well as a Samoa cookie.
Yeah.
And just all kinds of delicious goodies around it. And there's like chocolate and fudge dripping over the rim.
Voodoo Donut needs to get on that Samoa donut. Or any Girl Scout cookie donut, you know?
I love Thin Mints. I'd be all about a Thin Mint donut.
They have Girl Scout cookie weed, but not donuts?
Wait, really?
On? Yeah, they do.
So Girl Scout cookie weed, but no Dunkin' Donuts. Come on.
Seriously.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I see you're into New York style pizza, which I love.
Yes.
Not much. So much deep dish.
No,
I'm
not
into either.
No, do not like.
But you
deep
found
dish.
A place.
I think that was Phoenix. That wasn't here.
Yeah. If you guys are ever in Phoenix, though, pizzeria locale. Any good pizza places around here? My favorite is Baby Doll Pizza for me. What about you?
We keep finding all these random little places. We go wine tasting a lot, and then after wine tasting, we'll be hungry. That's how I found the sushi place. But there's this little pizza place. Well, I guess it's not too little, but it's called Midway Firehouse Pizza, and I think it's out in like South Hillsborough or Cornelius.
Yeah.
So good, and they have all different kinds of pizza. Nice. We go there, or we try and plan our like wine tastings around going to eat there.
Yeah. You're a Philadelphia Eagles fan as well?
Ooh, me and Monica are both Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Nice.
Are you a Giants fan?
I mean, when I was 14, I liked Rodney Hampton and a bunch of other people. I liked Phil Sims in 92. When I was 12 years old, I was not watching the Super Bowl, but yeah, I know they won. And I watched the highlights. And I played a lot of Tecmo Super Bowl, the video game growing up, And I played a lot of football, but I don't really watch football anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more into hockey now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm watching the New York Islanders right now, and they're getting losing to the Washington Capitals right now. 2-0, unfortunately. Hopefully they can make a comeback since they swept the first round. They swept the Pittsburgh Penguins. They swept Sidney Crosby.
Oh, that's impressive.
Sidney Crosby's like that's the Michael impressive. Jordan
yeah,
of hockey.
Yeah.
And they can't beat the Capitals, but they have Ovechkin, so what can you do? Who do you like on the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, you'd have to. Monica's the diehard Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I'm just more so like, Philly. Yeah. All Philly sports teams.
Yeah. There's no football team out in Portland, so.
No, there's. That takes a little bit of getting used to. There really aren't a lot of professional sports teams out here.
Yeah, unless you want to see soccer, but I never liked soccer. I don't know.
Same.
Never got into it. And not even when I was in L.A. and the German bar had people at 2 in the morning, 3 at 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Not even then. Didn't annoy me at all, guys.
I mean, that's not to say I wouldn't go to the World Cup if someone invited me, but yeah. I'm not going to probably go to a soccer game here.
Yeah. So, as for the other part of the Traveling Food Girls, any interesting stories, crazy stories that you guys had experiences together?
Well, up until this year, we would always go to the Phoenix Strong Beer Festival together, which is all, I think, mostly Arizona craft beers.
Yeah.
And they're all strong beers. So we'd always have a lot of fun there, tasting lots of beers, and things would usually get a little crazy by the end.
Yeah.
Nice. Trying to think. We went to Sedona together. There's like a bunch of wineries outside of Sedona and in that area. So for Monica's birthday, we went to go wine tasting, went to a bunch of those wineries, and that was a lot of fun. We wound up in small town Arizona at night out at this bar. And we called to see if they would have any events going on. They were like, oh yeah, we have an event tonight. We were like, okay, cool. So we go, we show up, and it ended up that the event was, to have strippers there, male strippers.
Yeah.
But so that was interesting.
Yeah.
In small town Arizona.
They were like full Monty?
No.
Exactly. In the small town.
Yeah. And like, just, you know, we were probably some of the few people who had all of our teeth, that type of thing.
Yeah. What do you like to do to get rid of stress?
To get rid of stress? I like to run. I like to work out, hike.
Do you work out around here?
Yeah. I go to Bar 3.
Nice. Have you heard of Orange Theory?
I have heard of Orange Theory.
Yeah, splat points and all that.
I've never done it. I've heard mixed reviews about it, but yeah.
You also watch TV or?
I do watch TV.
What are you watching right now?
Right now, watching AP Bio on Hulu.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, it's funny.
If you like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you should like that one.
Yeah, which is true because I like Always Sunny, so it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think the best character, I mean, Charlie's amazing, so it's kind of a toss-up.
I don't know. They really casted everyone really well
yeah.
for that show.
I'd say like, yeah, I agree. But like, for whatever reason, I just like Charlie and the other guy more than everyone else. I don't
know. Principal?
The principal? Yes, the principal.
Yeah.
Principal loves him so much, the guy from IP Bio. And you're like, I think it's because, you know, he's charismatic and he's an author.
Yeah,
like,
which is really interesting because he doesn't treat him well.
No.
Like, the dynamic is fascinating.
It is. Are you a very organized person?
It depends what it is. I'm organized with things that are important.
Like the spice rack at home.
Yeah, I guess. But that was just more so out of necessity, like in alphabetical order. Otherwise, it's really annoying to find stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever try to cook anything that you like so much out at a restaurant at home?
Not usually, because I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. What do you like to cook at home?
I cook a lot of like Asian-inspired dishes, Mexican-inspired dishes, a lot of tacos, type of stuff.
Very cool. Have you ever saved an animal's life?
Well, I adopted my cat from the Humane League. So, I mean, technically, I indirectly saved his life, yeah, right?
What's the strangest dream that you have ever had?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Yeah.
So one time, I don't know exactly the specifics of it, but I had a dream that, like, something was going to splash me in my face, and I woke up and the cat had sneezed in my face. So that was kind of gross.
Yeah.
And weird.
Yeah. What's the most beautiful place that you live near?
Is that I've lived near?
Yeah. Like, right now, are you by a cool hiking area?
Oh, well, right now we live in West Slope. So, I mean, it's kind of beautiful over there. I mean, just where we live in general, it's really woodsy and stuff like that. We're close to Forest Park. I like to go there and hike. It's really pretty.
Nice. Yeah, I have a garden space right by there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, growing garlic and potatoes and tomatoes.
Nice.
It's the best.
It's an interesting combination.
I just grow what I know I'm going to eat. So. I grew like beans last year and peppers a couple years ago. I didn't use them. So it's kind of like...
It's true. You want to grow what you'll actually eat.
Yeah. 200 square feet, though. It's kind of hard to keep up with all this. I need to give it away or something.
That's true.
How often do you find yourself cursing?
Very rarely.
Mm. Why is that? Because you were brought up in... Where were you brought up?
I grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Amish country?
Amish country.
What was that experience like?
It was really good. It's a really good place to grow up. I was raised Mennonite. So, you know, it's very family oriented. It is beautiful out there. Actually, parts of Oregon kind of remind me of back there. Like, once you get out to, like, Oregon wine country and where the farms are, it really reminds me of where I grew up. So, I mean, it was a great place to grow up. I don't know if I'd want to move back there now, but I loved my childhood there.
Who would be the worst person to be stuck in an elevator with?
The worst?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I honestly wouldn't want to be stuck in an elevator with anybody.
Yeah, you know, I feel that
like
way.
Like, that just situation just seems horrible.
Whenever I'm leaving my apartment, like... I have to get on the elevator, and I hate when people get on.
Or even when we were coming up, and those people were like, oh, are you coming up? I was like, yes, yeah, but
exactly.
You can go.
Totally. It's like forced socialness.
It is. It's just awkward.
Do you like reality TV shows?
I do.
Which ones?
The whole Bachelor franchise. I love Below Deck.
Naked and Afraid?
No.
So good.
Oh.
Naked and Afraid XL.
My husband loves those. That's not my thing. I don't need to see people like vomiting whenever they eat something bad. I'm good.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, then there's also... No, that one was canceled.
I'm trying to think what else we've been watching lately. I love Letterkenny. Have you watched that?
No.
Oh, I think it's on Hulu. Okay. It's really good.
What is that about?
It's actually a Canadian TV show. And it takes place in like this, I guess it's a redneck town in Canada. And it's just, it's really funny. Nice. They talk really fast. So you really have to pay attention because they all have accents.
Yeah.
But it's really good. Yeah, I know. Like, you feel like you need it. Like, we rewatch it sometimes. We're like, oh, we totally missed that the first time around.
I just got finished running through Band of Brothers. I'm not sure if I had watched that already. And then I watched The Pacific after that. It was like the same people.
Yeah, I've never watched Band of Brothers, but I've heard of The Pacific too.
Yeah. The Pacific is like 4.5 stars, but I don't know why. I thought the Band of Brothers is way better. Like, it's more character driven. I've always been a more character driven person.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's just about the war, which I'm all for violence, but it's
but
just
you
boring.
Still, you need the backstory.
I know.
You need to be emotionally invested.
Which they tried to do episode 3. But the romance was so sappy and ridiculous. I was like, no, I don't believe this at all. You just met these foreign girls, fell in love in 2 days. And then you're like heels over head. Just like, oh, forget about killing people. I love this. It's like, it was so unrealistic to me.
Is that World War II?
It was. It was the Pacific part of World War II.
Okay.
And the Band of Brothers, I guess, covered the German part.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty good. I mean, some episodes are good, but nowhere near as good as Band of Brothers, honestly. I don't even know. I don't really watch war stuff, but sometimes I like to see it. What are you best at?
Where do I what?
What are you best at?
What am I best at?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably, I don't know. I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Probably being a physical therapist. I mean,
yeah, that works.
Had a lot of experience.
What makes you nervous?
Probably meeting new people.
Yeah. That's definitely an anxiety inducing thing. What's the funniest TV show you've seen lately?
Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nice. Any cartoons you watch?
Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Family Guy sometimes. I think that, yeah.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
No.
So good.
I know. Everyone says it's so good. I don't know how people have, I feel like I don't have time to watch like all this TV, and there's so many good shows out there.
Mm-hmm. What word or saying from the past do you think should come back?
I don't know. I probably like groovy. Still use a lot of the stuff.
Yeah. Tubular. Like,
I don't know. Like I still write like WTF, you know?
Yeah.
Did that leave? I don't know.
Maybe.
It was popular when I was in college, so I'm assuming it maybe left and came back.
What benefits do you think art provides society?
Beauty. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of a break from your everyday to go and, you know, whether you're enjoying music or enjoying actually like painted art or written art, you know, just it kind of like gives you an opportunity to relax and take a break from.
If we ever switch over to universal basic income, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, that's, I guess, yeah, that's a good point.
Besides play video games and watch TV.
And watch lots of Netflix.
Yeah, or some people read books, but.
I read. I'm more of a reader.
What are you reading right now?
Right now, I just finished The Lost Girls of Paris.
What is that about? Night.
It's historical fiction. It's about, it's like roughly based on the truth. It's about some women who were sent from London into occupied France to kind of be spies. Not really. They were going to like make things more make things tougher for the Germans, such as, you know, helping to blow up bridges and intercepting wireless messages and stuff like that. So
nice. Did you read 11/22/63?
No.
Stephen King.
Oh, no, I don't like scary stuff. No,
it's not scary,
scary movies.
It's actually the first time travel book you read.
Oh.
It's a little bit scary, but not really.
I don't know. I don't do well with scary stuff at all.
Yeah.
There you go. Scary stuff makes me nervous,
just
too.
Just don't watch the Hulu show with James Franco because it's the worst thing I ever saw. The book is so much better. I don't know. Maybe it's good without reading the book, but really, it was bad, in my opinion.
I feel like that's how it is a lot of times, though. Like, you read the book, and then you have an image in your head of how it should be, then you go to watch the TV show, and it's just not what you think it would be.
Yeah. What do you think about the whole scooter situation in Portland?
It's interesting. I've actually never been on one, and we walked by when we were walking over here, and I was like, oh, yeah, that would be fun. Like, I kind of want to try it out. But it's interesting it's as big of a deal as it is.
Yeah. Interesting that Woodstock 50 was as big of a deal as it was. Apparently it was canceled yesterday. Did you hear?
Really? No, I didn't hear that.
I didn't even know it was going to happen. But
I think I had heard that it was going to happen, but it was a while ago. Yeah.
No more Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, Dead & Company, Rock on Tours.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd they cancel it?
That's a good question. I mean, apparently the main investor arm said it's just not going to proceed because, I don't know. They just gave a bullcrap answer.
I was actually up there. Have you been up there to Woodstock? Or no. Just to Woodstock, New York?
I went to Niagara Falls, but I don't know how close that is.
I was up there for a country music festival maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, and it's gorgeous up there.
Nice. Did your parents go to Woodstock?
No, but my mom was kind of a hippie.
Yeah. So a hippie in Amish country?
Well, she was like as hippie as you could get and still be in Amish country.
Yeah. Do you like to ride bikes around Portland?
We haven't actually done that yet. But I don't know. Living in Philly, I would never ride because it seemed terrifying, but it's much more biker friendly here. So I'd like to give it a try, especially along the waterfront. It looks really pretty.
Mm. Do you ever watch Game of Thrones?
I do. I have not watched Sundays yet.
Then forget that question. And I won't even say it because then
I read the recap though, so like I know what happens.
Did you see Infinity War Endgame?
No.
Me neither. And don't worry, we're not going to spoil it because we haven't seen it. But I'm afraid any day now somebody's going to be like, this guy died. I'm pretty sure this one person's dead because it just seems obvious to me. I don't know. There's one of the three people that could be dead right now, and that is the three people that are leaving the MCU, which is
right,
which Captain America, Iron Man, or Thor, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think Thor's dying. How can Thor die? He's a god.
Yeah, but, that's true.
But yeah. Did you actually see Ragnarok? Thor Ragnarok?
Mm-mm.
That was like the best Marvel movie, I think.
I've seen Iron Man, I think, the first two.
The first? Yeah, it's like 2002.
Yeah.
It's like, been a while for you.
I know, I like don't really watch movies anymore.
Yeah, I mean, TV shows are better than movies now, so I wouldn't blame you, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and I mean, we don't have cable anymore, and we haven't had cable for a while, so I don't really see the previews, you know?
Yeah, I haven't had cable for a while as well. I hate commercials.
Yeah, same. But then you don't see the movie previews, so I'm like, oh, I don't know what's out there.
It's true. You guys been to a Trailblazers game yet?
I have not, but they seem pretty popular around here.
Portland Winterhawks as well. They play around the same place.
Is that hockey?
Like the minor league hockey.
Yeah.
It's like a mile away from here.
That oh,
nice. Moda Center. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Is there any comedians you're into?
Not really. I've watched some of the specials on Netflix with like Amy Schumer and I forget his name, but the Asian guy from The Hangover. I watched his, and then I'm so bad with names, but the guy who does stand up without his shirt on, and he's...
Oh, you're talking about Bert Kreischer?
I don't know. He's overweight and doesn't wear a shirt and does stand up.
Bert Kreischer, I'm pretty sure.
But he was funny. He was good.
This guy, right? Who else are you talking about with no shirt?
Yep, that's him.
Yeah. Well, that's a spinoff of Joe Rogan.
Awesome. Oh, really?
I mean, I discovered him on Joe Rogan. I discovered Ari Shaffir on Joe Rogan. Mm. I discovered Joey Diaz on Ari. I mean, there's a whole crew of people that usually come in and out that they talk about. And yeah, I mean, I ended up discovering Ari through Joe. And now I listen to Ari Shaffir more than I do Rogan. Actually, kind of disappointed I didn't see him at the Aladdin Theater on the 26th. He was here.
Cool. Yeah.
I should have seen him. Feel bad. I listen to his podcast so much. Are you listening to any podcasts now?
I kind of listen to stuff randomly.
That one podcast, People of Portland and Beyond, is really good.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say I may listen to that one.
Yeah,
you know, every time when it comes out.
Hell yeah, it's the best.
What else? I listen to Caitlin Bristol's Off the Vine, which is Bachelor related usually.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to My Favorite Murder. Really like Dr. Death. I thought that was very interesting.
Doctor who?
Dr. Death.
Yeah. Nice.
I like that one. And also, what's it called? There was one talking about multi-level marketing that was really interesting. That actually is the podcast we listened to when we drove from Phoenix up here. And it was really fascinating. The Dream is what it was called.
This American Life?
Sometimes.
Your I don't know, my commute more isn't... often?
Well, I was going to say, my commute isn't that bad anymore. Like, yeah. When my commute was longer, I would listen to more. But now it's like 15 minutes, which isn't bad.
Nice. Apparently, there's going to be some Portland zoning amendments that is going to... It could ban new restaurants. That's not good for you.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're saying, like, in a way to protect Portland's working waterfront, which is kind of right by me.
Uh-huh.
They're wanting to change the zoning that was established a decade ago. Some people are like, why are you doing that? Apparently this is Portland, Maine, so just ignore everything I just said.
That,
sucks that there's two Portland sometimes.
Well, I was going to say, you actually should be careful with that when you make hashtags.
Yeah, you do. Because one time somebody said they were going to be on the show. It was like a massage therapist.
Yeah.
We're going to trade like a massage and they're going to be on the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, I'm not going to go to Maine to get the massage. Oh, yeah. Like, I think you made a mistake when I gave him the address. But, that's yeah. Funny. Apparently there's a jerk in Portland, hit and run drivers. It's so unfortunate.
Mm-hmm,
people, do you think they drive worse or better out here? Everybody from the East Coast says they drive worse.
The driving out here is probably the one thing that really annoys me.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I'm not an aggressive driver by any means, but I feel like an aggressive driver here.
Right?
Yeah, it's really weird.
People go slow.
Yes, very slow. I mean, I don't mind when people let me get in ahead of them, but
yeah.
It's definitely way different than driving around the Northeast.
Apparently, there's going to be an all-you-can-eat ice cream festival.
I saw that.
Downtown Portland this summer.
It has a fun name, but it's like Scoop Fest or something. It's a cute play on words. Maybe.
Scooper Bowl.
Yeah.
Pioneer Square on July 20th and July 21st. More than 30 flavors to choose from. Sounds good. A 30-foot water slide. What?
Really?
It's only $15 for guests. $10 for under 14. So bring the kids. Portland has a lot of food events, do you think?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of food events.
Have you gone to some?
I have.
Such as?
I've gone to the night market a couple of times. And I went to the brunch festival. That was really awesome.
Nice.
I've been to a couple of the other markets.
Have you gone into any beer festivals?
We have not, actually. I like beer. Well, actually, I like beer festivals because I like being able to try it without having to drink a whole pint of it.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Well, I'm lactose sensitive, so I can't eat it a lot. But yeah. I love chocolate peanut butter.
Nice.
Really, I love chocolate peanut butter anything, but
yeah, I got vanilla ice cream and I put peanut butter in it. It makes it way better.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
It's like vanilla can, like, you can eat half of the thing and you can get sick of vanilla and you're like, I want some better flavors.
Right.
Then you put peanut butter in it and you're like, so much better.
Well, and that's the way to do it. You have to use real peanut butter. Like, when places don't use real peanut butter, I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
You can get vanilla peanut butter from the store. It's not going to be as good because it's been sitting in the freezer the whole time.
Exactly. It has to be fresh.
Yeah, exactly. Where do you like to go shopping for your groceries?
I go to Trader Joe's and Fred Meyer.
No Winco?
No, I think I don't know, like, I never went or like had a Winco close by till moving here, so just not something I'm used to.
Yeah, they're really cool because they have dry bins, so you could fill up as much dry yeast as you want, as much flour as you
really
want. Yeah, it's cool. Like,
and
that.
It's just like a set price.
It's like per pound, per ounce or whatever. Yeah.
Huh.
And it's much cheaper that way. They even have cat food and dog food and
really
stuff. Parmesan cheese. Yeah, everything is cheaper that way. That's why I like to go to Winco.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But they don't take credit cards.
That's the one crappy thing.
Yeah, because, like, I went in there one time and I was like, why isn't this working? I was like,
yeah.
It is embarrassing. You're
it
right.
Would suck to go there with no debit card and be like, oh, I'm fucked. I just got a shopping cart. Cool
right.
stuff. And I can't even buy it. Unless I pay a 20% credit card fee.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Or, I mean, you could go to an ATM and withdraw cash, but they'll
charge
you 20%.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If you didn't have a debit card, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because I did go in there one time to get water or something like that. I was mm-hmm. like, what?
Yeah. Well, have you been to Voodoo Donut yet?
I have not been to Voodoo Donut.
Have you been to Blue Star Donut?
No. I'm not a huge donut person.
So Amanda is not, but who's the donut person of Traveling Food Girls?
Monica would be
She's
more
the
of a donut
that does
person.
All the donuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, she does a lot of the pizza too. Just because I can't eat a whole ton of pizza.
Who's the better chef?
Out of me and Monica?
Yeah.
That's a good question. We don't really cook for each other a whole lot since we usually go out to eat together.
I mean, who's going from the chef's perspective when you guys are like judging the food?
That's a good point. It's probably both of us. I think she might be a better, I don't know. We both like to bake. So we're probably both better bakers than we are cooks.
Okay. What do you like to bake?
Just about anything. I really like to bake cookies and tandy cakes.
What is it?
Tandy cakes.
What is that?
You know, like Tasty Cakes had the tandy cakes with like, it's like white cake and then peanut butter and then chocolate.
Okay.
East nice. Coast.
Nice. So you like waterfalls a lot, it looks like, from your Instagram.
Yeah, I like to hike.
Nice.
So.
A lot of water.
Yes. We like we like to travel and
you
I like to
go swimming?
Yeah, actually.
Who's this cat?
That's Nigel.
So cute.
Right?
Tuxedo cat.
Yeah, he's gray and white.
Hmm. Yeah, I noticed it's not like a full black.
No.
He's really cute. The eyes and the way his...
He is really cute.
His pouty lips. Yeah.
He's sick right now. Aww. He's on like 3 different medications.
Oh. How'd you find out he was sick?
He has kitty herpes.
Okay.
And he was having a flare-up. It's like a cold. So he was sneezing all over. So I took him in and he ended up having an ear infection and the kitty herpes flare-up. And post-nasal drip, so.
Yeah. What is this lunchtime apps in Croatia post about?
That was when we were in Croatia, or in Korčula, and we went out on this boat tour, and we stopped to go snorkeling, and it was me and my husband, Brandon, and then this British guy, Simon, on the boat, plus yeah. our captain, and we were snorkeling, and the captain was going around finding sea urchins and brought them onto the boat and cracked them open, and... That was our snack, was the fresh sea urchins.
Nice. Did you request it on the app?
No, it was, I mean, it was kind of a surprise. We weren't expecting
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
But it was good. I don't nice. Know if I could eat it again because it was so fresh that time.
Yeah.
So I think anything else would just kind of be maybe a little disappointing.
Is this by Forest Park?
Yeah, that's Forest Park.
Yeah, I could tell. We're in the City of Roses. You took really good pictures.
Thanks. Yeah. I try.
Yeah. Where's this waterfall at?
That was Silver Falls State Park.
Not been to Silver Falls. Multnomah Falls. You've been Multnomah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a few times.
You heard about that kid that lit everything on fire?
Yeah, which stinks. So we really haven't been able to do a lot of hikes over
that
there,
sucks.
Which is really a bummer. And we he have a lot of people come visit who want to hike, and I'm like, well, we're kind of limited.
You should pull him out of school and be like, this is what you're doing for the rest of your life. You're cleaning up this mess you made.
He got in trouble, though, right?
Yeah. He, according to one of my guests, they fined him millions of dollars that
I was
he
just
going
to say. They and usually, that's what they do. They, like, fine them, and then, and he's, what, 17, so does it go to his parents? How does that work?
Right, I don't know, but they should have just made him do tons of community service, like the guest said.
That no, should they should
be,
have.
That should be his life. I mean, that's just messed up.
I know.
It's really, it's like, you didn't kill people, but lots of plant organisms, you know?
Oh, yeah. And you, I mean, it's still affecting. It was what, almost 2 years ago now?
Yeah. Seriously. It sucks. Well, that's a good last 3 days in Phoenix.
Right. Actually, that was a very interesting hike. That was the last hike we did in Phoenix. And when we were coming down the mountain, there was this guy coming up and he had these three huge dogs.
Yeah.
And as he got closer, we realized it was actually two dogs and one miniature pony.
Uh-huh.
And I had never seen someone hiking. I mean, you see people riding horses, but you don't see people like with a miniature pony on a leash hiking up a mountain. And then I stopped to talk to him because I wanted to ask him about the pony. And my husband was like, Amanda, leave him alone. He's trying to pick up single girls.
Right. Guys have made some new friends in Portland since you've been here?
We've met some. I've used Bumble BFF. And yeah. I've also met some people just through Instagram.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Meetup, I think, is good for couples. Because when I tried it as single, it was a bunch of couples show up. So I want to try them.
I had a tricky time with Meetup in Phoenix. I found that it was a little clicky.
Yeah, that's what I found.
So maybe that's just how meetup is.
I found it was clicky though, just with couples.
Really? I just found it was, I mean, whether I went with my husband or by myself, it just seemed clicky in Phoenix. But then I have friends that have used it and it's been fine, so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess just
maybe random. We don't break into clicks well. I don't know.
Was there other couples there?
Yeah. I mean, like, I've gone to somewhere it's couples, somewhere it's like group stuff, and like it's kind of everybody. And I did meet one of my best friends through meetup, though.
Nice.
Yeah, we wound up at a beer fest together, and I met her in Phoenix. That's,
you meet people in networking in ways you wouldn't expect.
No, it's true.
Lucas, the first episode, I met him through eBay.
Really?
Selling stuff on eBay. Like, he wanted to just pick up the seeds that I sell in person instead of shipping to him.
Oh, yeah.
And I just liked him. I don't know. It's like you just kind of know when you're talking to someone, even for 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to be friends with this guy just because of the casual vibe you had.
No, it's so true. Like, you know, as soon as you meet someone, whether you're like, oh, I could be friends with this person.
Exactly. And so after that, we just became, he's like almost like my best friend. I don't know. I'm just like a really good friend right now.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. So any weird networking friends that other than that, that you met?
Well, this isn't really... So we have friends that we met in Phoenix, actually, through like another, I guess we met them kind of through meetup.
Yeah.
And they're from here and they moved back here. Okay. But then we had other friends who we met in Phoenix. And when we were leaving, I had posted a picture on Instagram of our friends here.
Yeah.
And my friend in Phoenix was like, hey, when we first moved to Phoenix, they were leaving and we actually went to their house and bought something from them off of like Facebook Marketplace without knowing that like you guys all knew each other.
That's crazy.
So that was really weird. I was like, are you kidding? And they were like, yeah, they're like, and we all talked and hung out. And we were like, oh, we would like be friends with these people, but they're leaving. And I was like, that's funny because like we were all in the same group of friends.
Yeah, that's like when Hilo Artspace came on. And my friend Lucas, he just was telling me you should ask them which art, like he gave me four questions, and one of them was which artist is messier than another, like most messier than anyone.
Yeah.
And he mentioned someone that I knew. It's just six, and then Shannon or whatever. And I was like, I knew just the first names because she goes by both of those names. So I was like, I know that girl. I've spent time with her, made music with her. And it was so random.
Isn't that so weird?
It's like, I would have never asked the question. I would have never known that they knew her.
Right.
If my friend Lucas didn't tell me to ask that question. It's so crazy. I was like, that rock over there? That's hers. Like, it's so crazy. I loved it.
It's cool, though, how it works out like that. And just kind of how the people that you're drawn to kind of end up being drawn to each other, too, you know?
Yeah, like on this show, a lot of the people have said that they know each other. It's been working out. Michelle Evan Lee, the current audio episode right now, she follows you, so it's
which
like,
is awesome.
We have a nice tight-knit community in Portland here.
Yeah, love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, if any guests that come on the show, you just like send them my way, man. If you think they'll be a good guest. Where besides Angelina's, where did you go to eat the most recent place?
The most recent, we went to Andina last week. We went to, I forget what it's called. We went to a brewery for the office trivia last week, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do in the trivia?
Not good. I thought I knew the office really well. I do not. And where else did we go?
What was the trivia about?
It was about the office.
Oh, yeah.
TV show, yeah.
The reboot might come. We'll see.
Really?
Yeah.
But Steve Carell already said he wouldn't do it.
I know, but they're still thinking about it.
I know, but I don't know. Not the same. It wasn't the same after he left in the last season.
It wasn't. Robert California.
Ugh. But that was the thing. A lot of the questions came from, like, the last couple seasons. Yeah. Which, you know, like, if you're watching it, you're, you know, you watch the first seasons a lot, then you don't really watch the end a lot, so.
Any show where it starts to get to the sixth or seventh season, it's hard to keep it good unless you're Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which got better, but I'm biased. I actually like the sixth and seventh season. I'm like the only one. Everyone else is like, no, the first beginning seasons are the best. I'm like, no, that's when Spike is the best in season six and seven. He's a good vampire.
There you go, because like your favorite character.
Exactly. I identify with Spike the most. Angel and Buffy. I don't know why people wanted Angel with Buffy. I thought Angel was too much of a pretty boy. And if you've never seen the show, you have no clue what I'm talking about.
No, I wasn't allowed to watch it. So
I didn't watch it until like college, I guess. So yeah. What was like a guilty pleasure show you watched and you're like, I can't believe I used to watch that?
Jersey Shore.
Uh-huh. Do you still keep up with them on Twitter and stuff?
Yeah.
Gotta know.
But they're it's amusing, you know.
Do you think they'll ever reboot that?
They did. It just started again.
It is amusing.
Yeah.
Reality TV shows amusing.
Yeah.
There's a one that was about like a sitcom that was about it. I forget what it was
about
called.
Jersey Shore.
Or about reality TV shows.
Oh, Unreal, really Unreal on Hulu. Did you watch it?
I did.
I love the first season.
It got trashy.
Made it like, I think, 3/4 of the way through the second season and stopped watching.
It got so trashy.
Yeah.
And the whole Adam thing messed me up. I don't know. I was like, why are you... First off, did you know that they did like a GoFundMe? No, they did like... They got him back on the show by doing like some kind of petition, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, that character, I don't care. Like, I don't know why they made such a hubbub about
it. That is interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. That is weird. Yeah. But it was very fascinating. The first season, I think, was more like fascinating just to see how it actually goes behind the scenes. And yeah. I feel like the second season was like, okay, like the novelty has worn off.
Her character is unbelievable because it's like, you're always wondering, is she good or is she bad? She's like in the job and she's doing it, but then she'll have a conscience.
Right.
And you're like, well, why are you still at the job?
Right, no, exactly. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Quinn was the most evil character like I've seen in a long time. What do you think?
Quinn?
She's the boss.
Oh, yeah. But I like her as an actress.
She's a great actress, but...
Because she was in Entourage, too.
She was.
I guess she always plays a similar character.
Same type of character. Yeah. Shrewd businesswoman.
Yeah.
But in this one, she's just like...
Oh, yeah, like...
Oh, that guy's dead? Cool. It's good TV. Like, it's just no line.
Keep the cameras rolling.
Yeah. It's like, keep it rolling. What are you doing? It's like really good TV.
But then you're questioning. You're like, am I, like, watching these shows where people are actually acting like that behind the scenes?
Yeah. You know? So do you think, like, in the show, the producers are behind the scenes molding it? Do you think that that's happening on the shows you're watching?
Oh, yeah.
So you just,
I'm sure.
So now when you watch the shows, you're going in your head, oh, the producer just, they fucking did this. Like,
but I think it makes it more interesting because you can almost see, like, how it was fed and how it wound up being what they put on TV, or like how they did the different bites to like have someone seem a certain way or say a certain thing.
Yeah,
that's why I think I like the podcast too, because then the people who are on the show actually talk about it and they'll say like, oh yeah, this is how they made a X, Y, and Z happen. So it's interesting.
They have a behind the scenes podcast.
Just anytime people have to like get out of contract, so anytime it's someone who is on like an earlier season, they'll talk about stuff.
Nice. Very cool.
I feel like I know way too much about The Bachelor.
How many seasons?
Oh, gosh. Like 13, 20, or 20 of The Bachelor, 13 of The Bachelorette, maybe?
It's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bachelor in Paradise is maybe 4.
Nice. Why no cartoon yet?
I like Archer. Oh, that's not cartoon. That's FX, right?
There's no reality TV show cartoons
because
how the hell could you do that?
We went to the Pixar exhibit at the OMSI last weekend. That was really interesting.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
Where was that?
At OMSI.
Oh, there. Yeah. Michelle Evan Lee went to OMSI After Dark. She saw the Back to the Future stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
What was they showing at your OMSI thing? Like, was that like an event?
We just went for the Pixar exhibit.
So the Pixar exhibit, they talk about movies and like.
Yeah, well, it's like it shows you everything that goes into making a Pixar movie.
Wow.
So it's very, very interesting.
How long does it take?
Months. Like they said, it takes like hours and hours and hours just to do like one
minutes?
Scene. Yeah. I don't remember.
5 minutes. Each minute is like. A day? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. And it just depends on the scene, too, and, like, how in detail the scene is.
Yeah.
But then it's cool because it's interactive, so you can do it and, like, see, like, how they change things. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Were you ever an artist or a musician?
I played the piano growing up.
Nice.
And
classically trained?
No. just, I mean, I had lessons.
Okay. Well, that's classically trained.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like I'm not good enough to be called classically trained.
You learned through sheet music.
I can read music. There okay. you go. and I don't know. I've always enjoyed art. I like crafts. I make jewelry.
Have you gone to Art Night, First Thursdays in Portland?
No.
You love it.
That sounds very interesting.
They have one downtown right here. And
what is it exactly?
The first Thursday of each month, they will open the studios, the art studios. There's lots of them downtown in the Northwest area. They'll open them up downtown. So they're open in the evening and they'll serve wine and cheese. And
oh, that's cool. That does sound, I would probably really like
you
that.
You could buy art. Yeah. And it's a whole scene. There's a place right by me that has a Guns N' Roses arcade machine and a Metallica arcade machine. And you could just go in and play arcade for free.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's just like a fun night to walk around and eat free cheese and wine. And maybe you want to buy a painting or just look at the art.
I feel like it's hard to buy art because if you move, you're like, well, that piece doesn't work there work anymore.
Right. If you're going for a specific.
Right.
Like, do you ever pair certain wines with certain foods?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, if I'm having chicken or seafood, I'll generally have a white. And if I'm having meat of some sort, I'll have a red.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's hot out, I usually want a white or a rosé. And if it's cold out, I want red.
And what's your favorite type of red wine?
I really like Malbec.
Novak?
Malbec.
Okay.
Especially from Argentina.
Prefer Cabernet or a Merlot or a rosé?
Right now, probably rosé just because it's getting warm out.
Okay.
But otherwise, probably a Cabernet.
Nice. Where have you been that you visited out of country?
I've been to 5 of 7 continents. So
Australia?
I've been to New Zealand. So I count that as Australia.
Okay, how many spiders crawled on you?
I don't know.
How many crawled in your mouth at night? Because I hear that rumor all the time.
I don't know. We were also there, I guess, in their fall. So I wonder if maybe like the bugs weren't as bad.
Were you like just sitting there one day and you're like, I feel something crawling on me?
I feel like that happens here. I feel like I see all kinds of weird spiders in my house.
Since I've moved from the East Coast, I'm just noticing there's less insects.
Are you kidding? I feel like, maybe because we came from Arizona where there wasn't hardly any.
I'm on the 12th floor.
Oh, that's true. No, we have these big, disgusting millipedes in our
really?
House.
Maybe it's because you're in the residential area.
You are on the 12th floor. Like, ask the people on the first floor.
But even in LA, though, like, I just felt like there was nothing there compared to the East Coast. Like,
well, I think because, like, isn't LA's dry, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like Phoenix, so there's not.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like there wasn't really, like, we could leave all the windows and doors open.
You're by a forested area?
Yeah.
Then there you go.
I know. Like, apparently there's coyotes over there, too. We heard them the other night. But,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it scary?
It's creepy. Because they sound really close.
Was it a full moon or something?
I don't know.
Howling at the full moon, I mean.
Well, our cat sitter told me that it is coyote breeding season right now. Or breeding, or pup season, or something like that. So they're all out making noise.
Just reminded me, I was going to ask you, your dad didn't have you howl at the moon when you were a little kid? Have you ever done that?
No.
Did your dad have you do that? It's like the weirdest thing. So I can say that I did that when I was young. Most people have never ever done it in their whole life. So there you go.
I think I probably have done it like camping.
Nice. There you go. You're in the moon howl club. Start hashtagging.
Yeah, moon howl club. That can be our hashtag
from
the podcast.
Have you tried virtual reality yet?
No. I guess not. I mean, like, you know, the stuff they have at Disney World and that type of thing, but not.
How do you think it could change the food world?
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
It would.
You wouldn't get the taste effect, but you could definitely get the sight and smell effect.
Like training, you know, like.
Yeah, for sure.
VR and training is going to be very, like, a good application for it, for any field.
No, anyway. Absolutely.
Surgery
absolutely.
Especially.
Yes, definitely, for sure.
Or even like, you know, military stuff.
Yeah, no, that's
probably better than just a video game with a screen.
Yeah.
One with haptic feedback so you can feel getting hurt. Military should make it so you're actually getting hurt. Like, so there's some consequences, you know. Not too bad, just like feedback.
Yeah, biofeedback.
Yeah. Oh, that's looks like that's our closer. So thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you've been a great guest, and Maybe I'll check in and see how the food grills are.
Yeah, that'd be maybe awesome.
Maybe when Moni visits, we'll have you both back.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Choices that you make, and I warn you for your sake.